Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's look at Mitzvah 33. We're looking at Parshas Tetzaveh. And we would look first of at the very beginning in the first Aliyah, chapter 28, Chav Ches, page 241 in the Chumash that we have. So Moshe is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the first paragraph, which is the mitzvah of the oil. Ba'atah HaKrabi Elacha es Aharon Achicha, Ba'es Banav Yitom Yitoch Bnei Yisrael Chahan Ali. Okay, bring close to you Aharon, your brothers and his children from amongst Bnei Israel to be a coin for me. Aharon, Nadav Aviyu, Elazar, Yitzhak, and the sons of Aharon. Pasuk 2. Ve'asisa big day kodesh la'aharon archicha l'chavod u'l'suparis. You shall make holy vestments for Aharon, your brother, for kavod, honor, and tefaris, glory. Okay, so that's one pasuk. So Rashi, let's just see how Rashi learns this pasuk, Gimel. The next pasuk. And you should speak to all people of wise heart, Hashem Elay Sivu Rachachma, whom I filled with the spirit of wisdom. Va'asu es bigdei Aharon l'kadisho l'chahanoli. And they shall make the clothing, the vestments of Aharon, to sanctify him, to make him a coin for me. And then he goes on and says, these are the begadim that you make. And he's going to list the, here's a choshen, ve'efot, me'il, ksanis, tashbeit, misnefes, ve'avneit. And that's the Kohen Gadols. Those are the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Okay. All right. Rashi and Pasuk Gimel. Just to see how he learns. L'kadisho l'chahanali. L'kadisho l'hachniso b'kahuna ayedah begadim shihei Kohen li. To enter him into the kahuna, the priesthood, through the begadim, that he will be a Kohen for me. Uloshin kahuna sherus. Kuna means service, so therefore l'kacha l'chanoli, to make him, to dedicate him to service for me. Okay. Then he goes into, we don't have to go through the description of the begadim. Okay. There's one other pasuk here that we should see, and that's in the next chapter, 29, and that would be pasuk test, but we should get the whole thing here. This is during describing the ritual that into which Aaron and through which Aaron and his children were inducted, so to speak, or consecrated, and it includes the karbanos. And in Pasuk Dalet, Aaron and his children are brought to the opening of Ol Moed, they go into the mikveh. And then it says in Hey, v'lakachtos habagodim, you should take the vestments, v'hilbashos Aaron. And you shall dress Aharon as a ketones, as a hakutones, as a mil ha'efod, as a efod, as a choshen, v'afadat ala b'cheshav ha'efod, santa v'tznefes, nezer kodesh, okay, fine, these are all the clothing. And then verse 8, v'espanav takriv, v'hilbashtam kutanos, put the kutanos, these shirts, kind of the shirts on them, and welcome. We're in the Pasuk Chavtes, Shmos Perek Chavtes. We're going through the Psukim here for the Kuna. And verse 9, V'chagarta osam avneit, Aharon avanav, v'chavashta lahem igbaos, v'haysa lahem kuhuna l'chukas olam. Okay, so through all this, it becomes for them kuhuna l'chukas olam, for eternal stature. Okay. Going back to verse 8 was their Vespanab Takriv, take his sons, Vihilbashtam Kutanos, and dress them also with Kutanos, with those shirts, I think is the proper translation for the Kutanos, a certain kind of a upper garment. Okay. Fine, I just want to make sure we all see this. Okay. Well, the Kutanos was a one, and then Kutanos. Is this special kind of shirt? Okay. Now let's go to the mitzvah in in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So in this handout sheet that you have, it's the first thing that appears. It's the first larger selection here. Okay. So this is the 33rd mitzvah. If you recall, the mitzvah that we talked about 2 weeks ago and would have talked about last week is the mitzvah of honoring the Kiddushto. Rambam held Kavod and Kiddusha. We talked about that. Here we are now, after the mitzvah of sanctifying or treating a kohen with a certain deference. Now we have mitzvah 33. He, shenitztavu hakohenim, that the kohenim are commanded. So first of all, we see right away that this is a mitzvah on kohenim. This is not a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, that they should make sure that the kohenim wear the begadim. It's nothing like that. For example, there are other things that only the kohenim could do, but it was a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do. But that's not the nature of this mitzvah. This mitzvah is a mitzvah for the kohenim to do something. Shenistabu akohenim lo bosh begadim miuchadim, to dress special clothing lechavod ulosifares, for glory and for honor and for glory.
They wore this all the time, or only when they were doing
very good
stuff?
Even more specific, they only wore it during the time of avoda. Okay, and that would need some discussion, but certainly they weren't allowed to wear it outside, and there were halachic problems, as you'll hear in a minute, to wear it anywhere else. There were halachic problems for several reasons, for at least two reasons. Okay, but meanwhile, so the mitzvah is the kohenim have to wear special clothing for honor and for glory. Va'az ya'avdu, I think it's ya'avodu, I'm not sure. Ya'avdu ba'mikdash. And then they will serve in the mikdash. So I just want to point out here, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say anything about making the clothes, even though there's a pasuk that we just saw, va'asu bigdei kodesh la'aron ashicha. You shall make bigdei kodesh. That's not a problem, for sure. I'm just pointing out that the Rambam says they should wear. The pasuk in Tetzaveh is one of them, at least, is Va'asu. There's also other pasukim about putting them on, but one of them is to make. So you could say that that was a mitzvah for them, particularly them, maybe the door of the Mishkan that had to make them. Obviously, they would always be made again and again. They didn't wear one set of, you know, they had dozens and dozens of kohenim as time went on, and probably even hundreds. And so, obviously, they weren't wearing the same ones that were made one time in the Midbar. I'm sure they were made repeatedly, but
there some of them. Wasn't there some the garden that weren't allowed to be used more than once? That they like rigged up and then made into like wicks for the menorah.
No, you're talking about the special bedadim of Yom Kippur. That was something else.
Oh.
Yeah, the big day loving of Yom Kippur. Yeah, but no per se. They were rubbed out, worn out. Big day kohen. I'm sure certainly they made new ones, and they had, you know, unlimited supply kinayin hara of kohenim. I shouldn't say kinayin hara because they're already back then, but they had big day kohen enough to fit all the kohenim. And I'm sure they also, not it's clear from the halacha that they had to fit the body of the kohen who was wearing it. So if you had an unusually large kohen, you couldn't go. Yeah, so then you'd have to have, you know, you couldn't, there was not one size fits all. The kohen was not allowed to walk around schlumpy. The Rambam is very clear that you can't have too long, can't have too short, can't have cut, can't have dirty. It's a whole thing. Okay,
could
but
anybody make the big day kohen?
As far as I know.
Kohanim tailors.
As far as I know, anybody can make it, as far as I know.
Left, huh?
Left. Yeah, that was then. I don't think that there's a halacha of chachmei leif. That was then, because they had to take the instruction from nothing, right? It was like from Sora, from, you know, so they had to be able to take a esoteric concept and put it into real Sheish Mazar. But I think once they knew how to make it, I think anybody was allowed to make it. There is discussion about the, we just saw this, about the special numbers of basulos that were assigned to make big day kahuna.
To make the curtains.
Oh, that was right, the parochas. That's right. Okay, that wasn't this. Okay. All right, anyway, so here we are. I'm just pointing out that the Rambam says to wear. Okay. Va'az ya'avdu b'mikdash. So I also want to point out, first of all, l'chavadu l'sifaras. I'm just trying to be medayik word by word here. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is to wear these begadim for kavod and tiferes. So
from the pasuk.
It would seem so, right? He's going to quote that pasuk. It's just interesting when we get to the yad and we see the Rambam actually lifting the mitzvah. When he describes the mitzvah, he doesn't mention the kavod of tiferes. He mentions kavod and tiferes elsewhere, glory, honor, and glory, right? So he mentions it in the formulation of the mitzvah, and in the Rambam, in the Yad, when he describes the mitzvah, he includes it, but not in the discussion of the positive commandment. He includes it elsewhere, when he's describing actually some of the things that could go wrong in terms of, tares and things like that. So it's just interesting, and it may be relevant. But as yavdu b'mikdash, and then they should serve in the mikdash, he means to do the avoda, right? So what is that exactly? What is that, and then they should serve in the mikdash? It sounds like the Rambam is saying, on first glance, that the Rambam is saying that you have to wear the begadim because that's in order to do the avoda, right?
Due to circumstances beyond our control, the remainder of this class was not recorded. We truly apologize.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.